Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Things My Son Needs to Know About the World is a nonfiction essay collection by Frederick Backman, originally framed as a series of reflections and letters to his newborn son. Rather than offering a conventional parenting manual, the book blends humor, tenderness, and self-aware observation to capture what early fatherhood feels like from the inside. Backman writes about the pressure to be a good parent, the awkwardness and joy of raising a child, and the emotional intensity that comes with suddenly caring more deeply than before. The result is part memoir, part love letter, and part practical philosophy about belonging, friendship, love, and identity. Its purpose is not to provide rigid advice, but to translate the emotional logic of fatherhood into clear human terms that a child might one day understand and that adult readers can recognize in their own lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fatherhood as a mix of wonder, fear, and constant self-doubt. A central concern of the book is the emotional reality of becoming a father, especially the gap between expectation and actual experience. Backman presents parenthood as both overwhelming and ordinary. It is filled with moments of awe, but also with sleep deprivation, anxiety, and repeated small failures. That balance matters because the book does not idealize parenting. Instead, it shows that love for a child often coexists with confusion about how to do things correctly. This gives the essays their honesty. Backman is not writing as an expert who has mastered fatherhood, but as someone trying to make sense of it while living through it. The result is a portrayal of parenting that feels credible to readers, because it acknowledges uncertainty as a normal part of care. By doing so, the book becomes less about perfect advice and more about emotional truth. It suggests that being present, attentive, and loving may matter more than performing competence, which is a useful corrective to the pressure many parents place on themselves. Secondly, life lessons delivered through small comic everyday examples. One of the book's most distinctive features is its use of miniature anecdotes and playful examples to discuss serious ideas. Backman often approaches large subjects such as fear, responsibility, friendship, or social belonging through seemingly minor details like airports, video games, or awkward domestic situations. This technique makes the book accessible without making it simplistic. The humor is not just decorative. It helps the reader enter ideas that might otherwise feel abstract or heavy. By using everyday situations, Backman shows how children actually learn about the world, not through formal theory, but through repeated experience, observation, and imperfect adult behavior. That structure also mirrors how parents think in real time, moving from practical tasks to sudden philosophical insight. The effect is especially strong because the book never forces a rigid lesson onto the anecdote. Instead, the lesson emerges gradually from the story itself. This makes the writing feel natural and memorable, and it helps explain why the book works for readers who are not looking for a traditional parenting guide. Thirdly, belonging, friendship, and the search for a team. The book gives considerable attention to the question of belonging, especially the idea that people need a team, a community, or a circle of connection in order to thrive. This theme appears in Backman's reflections on friendship and social life, including the role of shared interests, loyalty, and mutual support. He treats belonging as something active rather than passive. It is not merely about being accepted, but about learning how to participate in relationships that matter. That distinction is important because it connects to the book's larger view of identity. A child does not simply become who they are in isolation. They also learn who they are through the people around them. Backman's emphasis on community gives the book a social dimension that extends beyond parent-child bonding. It suggests that one of the most important things a parent can offer is not only affection, but also guidance toward connection with others. In that sense, the book is about preparing a child for life in relationship, where friendship and teamwork become practical forms of stability. Fourthly, love marriage and the challenge of caring for people who are different from you. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of adult relationships, especially the marriage that forms the emotional backdrop to fatherhood. Backman writes about falling in love with a woman who is his opposite, and about building a life around unconditional care. This matters because the book does not treat parenting as an isolated role. It presents family life as a network of differences that must be managed with patience and respect. The tension between partners and the need to understand someone who does not think exactly as you do becomes part of the larger education of becoming a parent. This is one reason the essays feel more substantial than a simple collection of parenting jokes. They show that love involves adaptation, humility, and the willingness to recognize another person's inner world. The emotional weight of the book comes from that recognition. Backman is interested in how deep attachment changes the way people move through the world, and how the most meaningful relationships often require surrendering the fantasy of control in favor of attention, compromise, and care. Lastly, identity imperfection, and teaching a child to be themselves. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that the most important lesson a parent can give a child is not how to become exceptional, but how to become themselves. That distinction is one of Bachman's clearest and most enduring arguments. He suggests that children are often pressured to perform, improve, and adapt to outside expectations, but that a more valuable goal is self-acceptance. This theme gives the book philosophical weight because it moves beyond practical parenting toward a broader reflection on human dignity. Bachman connects identity to love, implying that real care means seeing a child clearly rather than shaping them into an ideal. The recurring emphasis on imperfection supports this idea. Parents make mistakes, children make mistakes, and those mistakes do not cancel the value of their relationship. Instead, they reveal that love is something lived, revised, and practiced over time. This perspective makes the book emotionally reassuring without becoming sentimental. It offers a realistic model of guidance, in which the child is not treated as a project, but as a person whose individuality should be protected and understood. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a reflective, emotionally intelligent take on fatherhood, rather than a conventional parenting handbook. New parents will find it especially relevant because it names the pressure, awkwardness, and tenderness that come with caring for a child, but it also speaks beyond that audience. Fans of Frederick Bachman will recognize his trademark blend of humor, plain-spoken insight, and sudden emotional depth, while readers interested in family writing will appreciate its honesty about love, marriage, and the way identity changes after a child arrives. Its practical value lies less in step-by-step advice than in perspective it helps readers think about belonging, self-acceptance, and the importance of showing up imperfectly but sincerely. What makes it stand out in the parenting and essay category is its form. It is not organized like a manual, nor does it read like a standard memoir. Instead, it moves between joke, confession, and reflection in a way that keeps the emotional stakes real without becoming heavy. That combination of warmth, wit, and restraint is what makes the book memorable. If you would like to support Frederick Bachman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.